It's all about Southampton. The So-So Show with Zoe Hanson and Simon Clark.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Southampton's podcast, The So-So Show. It's news and Southampton chat hosted by her, Zoe Hanson.
And him, Simon Clark. This week, we've got big news for first-time buyers.
We are trying to make this as affordable as possible.
We discuss the eating habits of a Saints legend.
Yeah, his dinner plate would suggest that he could run a little bit more. And Southampton heads to the top of the charts with a little bit of help from the arts.
For it to still be there right now and it came out on Friday is unbelievable.
Do you notice anything different about me this week?
New shorts?
Nope. Of course you don't notice anything different because you are in West End and I am somewhere else.
Yeah.
You might be able to notice that I sound a little bit different because I've collected my microphone that I won in auction that I was bidding on during the podcast last week.
Amazing.
The thing that you would notice different about me if we were face-to-face is that I've had a shave.
Oh, amazing. So how long has it been?
Oh, I haven't had a clean shave since March.
Since March. Yeah, to be fair, I'm the same.
The question is, how long will it take my children to notice?
And will they care anyway?
No, they won't. They're not interested, as long as there's food on the table.
I had a bit of a backhanded compliment. Having been in lockdown for, how long have we been going through this? 9 months? 10 months? Something like that?
Yeah.
So we know that a few weeks ago I tested positive for coronavirus. So I thought, right, okay, what can I do? What can I do to help? You know, how can I be in this situation? So I got onto the blood donation service and said, look, I've got coronavirus. Can I donate the antibodies, you know, the plasma? So anyway, I filled in all of the forms and then they rang me this week. And there's certain criteria that you have to meet before they will take the donation of the antibodies.
Okay.
So they talk about, are you fitting well now? Are you feeling better? And all this, right, you've given blood before, so that's great. And how tall are you? So I said, 5'4". And then she asked how much I weighed. And I thought, oh gosh, I'm going to be like over the limit or whatever. Now, the backhanded compliment comes because I am too light to give these antibodies. I have never been told I'm too light before. I have never been told that I am underweight for anything. You know, like I've done a couple of skydives and it's always a bit of a nerve-wracking moment when you put in your weight.
I've been there before.
You know, that they're going to come back and say, no, you're too heavy for that. You know, so I said to the woman, well, look, if I'm about half a stone under the weight that I need to be, I am quite willing to eat cake and crisps and junk and put on that half a stone.
Take one for the team.
Exactly. What I thought was maybe when you go down to the donation centre, you could go sort of backwards. So you eat your orange club biscuit and your salt and vinegar crisps first. So that you can then give these antibodies.
Has it been adapting back to real life after having 2 weeks indoors? Did you have proper cabin fever at the end of it?
So for 2 weeks, the most I did was put the bin at the end of the drive once a week. And to actually go past the end of the fence is just a treat. And to see actual faces and wow!
I can remember that feeling very well from when I had my 2 weeks over the summer.
Right. But it's also because, you know, the worst of the coronavirus had come out by that time. But there were so many people saying, God, you look terrible. Oh, right. Thanks very much. Yeah. Haven't been out for 2 weeks. Haven't seen the sunshine.
Let's not concentrate on the negative. Let's focus on the positive. And that's you're too light to be able to give them antibodies.
Exactly. I'm like, yay.
There's a 2020 win right there.
Yeah.
Now, if you've driven past St Mary's Stadium recently, you will have seen lots of work going on where they're building new apartments. Zoe went down and had a nosy and a speak to Emma Heaney from St Arthur's Homes about the brilliant deals they've got this Black Friday weekend.
They've got lots going on down here. St Arthur themselves have got a really a stylish collection of 24 shared ownership apartments going up. The location itself is a fantastic location. It's going to offer some much needed affordable housing in this local area too.
And it's in the city centre, right?
Yeah, city centre location, which is a prime location, especially for first time buyers, because it's not always something that they possibly look at to be affordable in terms of a location.
Cool.
So I think it certainly offers quite a unique opportunity.
And so you've got 24 apartments.
Yep.
And you talked about shared ownership.
So the shared ownership scheme, it offers first time buyers the chance to buy one of these homes with deposits starting at 5%.
Okay.
And then the shared ownership element is that they buy a 50% share of this property.
Yep.
And they rent part of it, and some of it is topped up with a mortgage.
Okay, right. So this is the affordable way to go and get on the property ladder.
Certainly, yeah. One of the most affordable.
And look at this place.
It's lovely.
Isn't it?
It's super stylish.
Isn't it? I love it. And I love the colours.
Beautiful plush colours. Yeah.
And you can put your own spin on this place.
The way this has been set out and styled is to give people an idea of what they can do.
Yeah.
They certainly don't have to copy this, but it's their inspiration. It's us saying, look, this is what you can do, this is what we have.
And you'll help them to do that as well, because this Black Friday weekend, what's the deal?
Really super exciting offer.
Okay.
So they can come down, cross Black Friday weekend.
Yeah.
We have not only a £99 reservation fee, which is great in itself, but on top of that, buyers who reserve across this weekend will receive a £2,000 IKEA voucher.
Oh my gosh, you'll be able to go crazy. And imagine how long you could stay. You could stay in there all day just eating meatballs.
Yes.
I know, that's not what it's for. That is not what it's for. It's there to furnish your apartment.
Yeah.
It is not there just for eats.
And obviously we've got IKEA down at West Quay, which isn't a million miles away either. So
yeah, exactly.
Really local, so really easy. And yeah, it's our way of helping, not only getting people on the ladder, but it's our way of giving them an opportunity to go and say, right, go on, here's free rein, go down to IKEA and get all your stuff.
So you can go and get your sofa, you can go and get your beds, you can go and get your dining room table.
Don't need to get
chairs.
A wardrobe though. Wardrobe's already here.
Right, wardrobes are in. And it's a £99 deposit. That's unheard of.
Normally you'd be looking at around a £500 reservation fee. We are trying to make this as affordable as possible.
So why have St Arthur chosen this as a location?
Basically, they're running this in partnership with Inland Homes.
Right.
You couldn't get a better location, really. You've got the waterside here, you've got Ocean Village nearby, you've got West Quay nearby, you're right in the heart of Southampton city centre as well. So if you fancy leaving the car at home, you can. Everything's in walking distance.
But of course, if you're a Saints supporter as well, it's straight across the road.
Yes, definitely. just over the road.
You know that you're going to have everybody turning up here on a Saturday afternoon. Ready to get to the game.
it's got a lot to offer. A lot to offer, especially for a first-time buyer.
So just give us that Black Friday weekend deal again.
Any buyers who come down to view across this weekend, they do need to book their viewing first, but once they come down, should they wish to reserve one of the homes across Black Friday weekend, they can look to do it with a 5% deposit.
Okay.
They will receive the £99 reservation fee, plus they get the £2,000 IKEA voucher as well.
And this is not going to be like a Black Friday deal where, you know, people are racing into Asda to get a telly, is it? Right?
No.
Not going to have fights down here, are we?
No. Well, who knows? But no, it's
right.
It's,
make your reservation for a viewing.
Yes, do it now. They need
to
go to the.
Don't come down here with a trolley and try and ram it into somebody's ankles, all right?
No, they just need to go pop onto the StArthurHomes.com website, register their details, and that's where they can book their viewing.
Emma Heaney from St Arthur Homes talking about the fantastic deals they've got going on for Black Friday, and those apartments sound incredible.
Oh my gosh, you've got to check them out. So they are so gorgeous. Honestly, I loved it. And I made a video for them as well, sort of looking around the apartments. And I've shown it to my daughter, who's 7, she's decided we're going to move in. So those Black Friday deals couldn't come at a better time. I just hope she's got the money for the mortgage.
The So-So Show with Zoe Hanson and Simon Clark.
talking about my Litlan, on Monday, I was trying to watch the PM give his address to everybody and say about the new tier system and the vaccine and all of that stuff. But my seven-year-old just wanted to play, and I don't know if you've heard of this, horse pillow remote.
No, I haven't. Please tell me more. It sounds great.
Okay, it's very simple to play it. It's just rock, paper, scissors with other things around the house. So horse beats pillow. Pillow beats remote. Remote beats horse. It's exactly the same as rock, paper, scissors.
This is obviously what 2 weeks lockdown with you has done to her. She's now inventing her own games that make no sense whatsoever.
Exactly.
So horse, pillow and remote control. That's the game.
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
I don't know whether or not I'm going to miss the PM when all this is over. I was chatting with someone a couple of days ago about how probably the biggest moment during lockdown for me was when we had that first announcement on the Monday night, which I think would have been Monday the 23rd or something like that.
Yeah.
Where everybody sat down at 8 o'clock, the whole nation gathered, and we watched Boris.
Yeah.
And that was probably the defining moment of coronavirus for me. And now you see, my kids, they're not interested. He can be babbling on about whatever he's babbling on the telly, and they're just not interested whatsoever. It's like, this is massive stuff. This is fundamental things. In years to come, your kids will want to know about all of this.
Yeah, or they'll be playing horse pillow remote.
Exactly. Well, one thing that's done very well for itself during coronavirus is the music scene in Southampton, in particular, the hip-hop scene. It's getting national attention this week with a project which has seen local talent compile and produce an album. It's currently flying in the national charts, and one of the people behind it is Tyrone from Sounds of Southampton.
So the story behind Sounds of Southampton, basically Soko Music Project acquired some funds from Arts Council and PRS Foundation. It made sense to make a partnership with us, SO Movement, to put together a project showcasing the emerging talent within Southampton.
Of which there is lots.
Yeah, so many. We have like hundreds of people like apply. We couldn't actually believe how many applied. It's actually quite crazy. And yeah, to obviously whittle it down to only 24 was just obviously amazing still.
What do you think like the feeling is within Southampton about music?
I think it's like a growing feeling of people being more proud about it. It's more of a gradual process. People are taking it in a lot better. News outlets and radio stations are like becoming a lot more used to celebrating their own like music now.
And podcasts. Why put this album out now?
Well, the main reason is because we want to obviously showcase the emerging talent in the city. It's just happened to be in the good timing because of the City of Culture bid going on, but there was actually no like timing or reason behind the planning. It actually potentially should have came out in July, August, but because obviously due to coronavirus we had to obviously move it back slightly.
And the album is doing very well.
Yeah, it's doing really, really well. So it's currently sitting I think third in the hip-hop iTunes charts and 56th in the overall. For it to still be there right now when it came out on Friday is unbelievable. Like, we potentially could end up officially charting. I don't want to think so big, but it could happen. With everyone buying it on iTunes or Amazon, it really helps. So yeah, I actually can't believe how high it is right now.
And what is on the album?
It's called Sounds of Southampton, but originally it was going to be called Urban Sounds of Southampton because it was going to specialise in the genres rap, trap, drill, R&B. But because of like industry reasons, they're not using the word urban anymore. Mm-hmm. So I just went with the decision kind of just to call it Sounds of Southampton. But thinking in the future, on volume 2, volume 3, moving on, that it would probably be all genres within the city. So want to make it a lot more broad for other people to be on it as well. And if anyone's listening that wants to send in music or anything like that, feel free to send it through.
So where would they send that to?
They can either send it direct to myself at Tyrone MC on Instagram or other social media platforms. SO.movement on Instagram. Any way to reach out to us, you can send it to us.
And what is it that you love about Southampton, Tyrone?
I think I love the potential the most, like the potential that it definitely could be seen on the map for his musical talent. Obviously, of course, there's been things in the past, Craig David, Awful Dodger, obviously there's no forgetting about that, but obviously that was 20 years ago, like quite a long time ago. So
It's All About the Stragglers came out 20 years ago this week. That just makes me feel old. But it's an absolute classic, you know. It's anthemic, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. It is. And that's why I think it's so important that we try and create new things that maybe in 20 years' time people can speak about this album that's going on or other projects that's been going on within the city. And I'm not just saying about the stuff that we're doing, the stuff that everybody's doing. I think now it's time we need to be, as a city, be proud of the things that's happening within it, not just music, sports-wise, every single thing. Let's sing and preach about what's going on in our city.
As we record this, the album is actually number one on the UK hip-hop chart with iTunes. It's great to see.
How amazing is that? How brilliant.
It is. It's incredible.
I love it. And you know what? The album that he was talking about, Artful Dodger, It's All About the Stragglers, that was 20 years old this week.
I know.
Now, not only does that make me feel really old, but you know that every single song on there is absolutely anthemic. And to us, you know, that's our guys, that's our boys, isn't it?
And if you've never heard it, this weekend, track it down and have a listen, because it's a great album.
Yeah.
So while hip-hop is doing very well for Southampton and putting it on the map, our football team's doing all right as well. Unbeaten in 7, Zoe.
Amazing. Well done. Now, you know, look, I very much watch football quite passively, you know. If it's on, I'll stick it on the telly and that's it. But when they were playing against Wolves on Monday night, there was a bit of bother because I was on the phone to my mate Claire and she watches it on Now TV and I watch it on Sky. She's about 2 minutes behind, but we only found that out because I was like, oh, they scored. And then silence from the other end of the phone.
I didn't realise it was that bad. I know when you listen on the radio with the telly off, there is a difference because I always used to, if I was doing something like ironing and it was a game I wasn't really that bothered about, I'd have the radio commentary on so that when the goal went in, I would know to look up from the ironing because 3 seconds later I'd see it on the telly.
Yeah.
But a 2 minute delay, that's incredible.
And she got her own back though, because she rang me and told me who'd won Bake Off on Tuesday.
So what else have you been up to since your period of quarantine ended?
So I did pop up to Smith's. I've done a few like little click and collects, and you know, look, when you're sat at home for 2 weeks, what do? You go shopping online, don't you? I mean, the Amazon people, they're like, hi Zoe, morning Zoe. But I went up to Smith's. I'd ordered a couple of things from Smith's up at Hedge End. And when I got up there, I could see that there was a queue and it was not going in the right direction. Like, they should have come in the entrance, queued down the right and then down the left up to the till. But people were queuing the wrong way. So when I joined the queue and there was a couple of people came over after me, I was like, right, okay. So what we're going to do is when that person goes up to the till, we're all going to shift over the barrier and we're going to queue in the right direction.
This is the holiday camp entertainer who's been used to organising games coming out of you now.
It was like Smith's tourist information, you know. I was like, okay, this is where we all stand now. You know? But you need that, don't you? Wherever you go, you never know where to queue. But the other thing I realised that I've done quite a lot in all of this is I've laughed and said, yeah, at a lot of people when they've talked to me from behind a mask. Because you can't really hear what they're saying, can you? Guaranteed you've done it, Simon. I can hear it in that laugh.
Yeah, I've done it.
They've gone... Yeah, yeah.
You got two British things there in that one story. The fact that there's a queue and the fact that you feel uncomfortable if you don't acknowledge them.
I'm just being polite.
2020 has been challenging for charities as they've seen fundraising from traditional mass participation events fall because of coronavirus. James McLaughlin has laced up his trainers to do his bit for Cure Leukemia in Southampton. And he's told Zoe all about what he's doing.
Yeah, I'm taking on a challenge which is running 12 times to the sort of 14 kilometres, 12 times to represent the 12 centres that Cure Leukaemia provide funding for across the country. And Southampton is one of those centres that we provide funding for. So looking forward to December the 4th.
Amazing. So this is to raise funds for Cure Leukaemia. And obviously, at the moment, charities have been really, really hard hit. What's your target for this?
We've lost about $1.5 million this year from obviously the impact of the pandemic, and we're still a relatively small charity, so only sort of raising over just over £2 million, so it's a sizable chunk. And this sort of started out as a bit of an idea of mine, just to want to sort of get the legs moving a little bit, but also to try and sort of put some positivity around, obviously, which has been a tough year. So the original target was to raise 5,000, and delighted to say this week we've just broken through the 5,000 mark, which is great. But also across some of the other centres that are getting involved, we're over £10,000 now.
Amazing.
Yeah, a few more legs to go. So, yeah, hopefully we can get towards 15,000 and put some smiles on our faces as well, as obviously getting a little bit fitter as well.
So Southampton will be number what on your list?
I think it's number 10.
10 out of 12. This is the sprint leg, isn't it?
Have you ever seen me run? It won't be ever termed as sprinting. But yeah, a steady jog, I think, is the most probably the fairest way to say it. But yeah, looking forward to it. But I'm doing the Oxford leg the day before, so it's the first time I'll do back-to-back legs.
Right.
So yeah, maybe the Southampton one will be even slower than normal.
And you've got some supporters that might be coming out with you.
I'm good friends with Hampshire wicketkeeper Lewis McManus and his now fiance Kenzie Benali, so Franny's daughter. And obviously from my time when I was down at Southampton Football Club many years ago, I've got close friendships still with Matt Lettice and Franny, and there's going to be a couple of calls going into them in the next week or so to see if they fancy a little jog. I'm not so sure they'll be so keen.
I don't know. They're always up for this, aren't they? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're always good. I think Franny's done his fair amount of running, but I think, you know, having Lewis on board, and he's a young lad, so hopefully he's going to be kind if we are able to run together and be a bit gentle on the pace. But yeah, it's great to have them on board.
And I've queued up behind Matt Letizia at the White Swan Carvery. Yeah, his dinner plate would suggest that he could run a little bit more.
Yeah, I think he's quite proud of his, you know, his ability to enjoy his carvery, isn't it? So yeah, he can still run. I think he still managed a half marathon with Franny a couple of years ago from doing no training. Yeah, so yeah,
they're amazing, those pair.
Yeah, total respect to him. So yeah, no, he's been a great friend and a great supporter of Cure Leukaemia over the years as well, so both of them have.
That's ace. So when are you doing it?
We're hopefully going to be starting at 10 o'clock on the 4th. I've been sort of finishing within about an hour and 15 to hour and 25, depending on the day. So yeah, hopefully it won't be too long a stretch. And then be looking forward to, obviously, the last couple, and then putting my feet up for a while.
Yeah, good for you. And will you be going off from the football club?
Yeah, come back up to Birmingham after there, and then a couple of days rest, and then I think I'm running on my birthday, and then the final leg is the Friday the 11th. And be ready to, you know, like I said, have a bit of a rest, but also it's look back and be proud of what everybody seemed to achieve, because a lot of people have got involved around the country with this as well. So it's been great to see everyone else getting involved and fully supporting what we're trying to do.
James McLaughlin, who's doing his bit to raise funds for Cure Leukaemia in Southampton. And of course, he'll be doing that run on the 4th of December, by which point we'll be out of lockdown, although it's not going to feel like we're out of lockdown, not like the last time.
Because I think that once we go into this tier system, it will be pretty much the same as lockdown. Have you had the conversation with anyone this week about where you go for Christmas and what you do for Christmas, now that they've said three families can get together?
No, I haven't had any conversations about that whatsoever. I'm actually going to be working over Christmas for the first time in about 20 years.
Right, nice.
What about you?
So we have to get organised, because we go down to my folks' house, and then normally the family come and whatever, but we've worked it out, and it's going to be a fairly normal Christmas. It just means that I won't be able to go out on Christmas Eve with my mates and get absolutely mortal drunk.
And your mum won't have to say, "Don't go mad." on Christmas Eve like she normally does.
Hilarious.
I'll be working Christmas Eve this year, so there'll be no drinking.
This is not a bad one to work, to be honest. You know what? If you're going to get your brownie points for working Christmas, do it this year, because there's nothing else going.
I don't mind it, actually. I'm quite excited. I haven't worked Christmas Eve in years.
Is this on the radio then?
Yeah.
Oh, how brilliant. Look, I love working Christmas. You know, I've done it as a Butlin's red coat, as a Pontins blue coat, and then on the radio as well. And it's so wonderful.
It's a special feeling. And all it means really is I'm going to have to make sure that I do all my present wrapping in advance. Because normally Christmas Eve, when the kids are out of the way, is the time the presents get wrapped.
Yeah.
All the time the presents get brought over the road from Nick and Sharon's garage, which is where the rocking horse lived one year.
Right, some things going on. There is, talking of Christmas, there is a virtual Santa run for Naomi House. So this is where they normally have, you know, hundreds of Santas running through Winchester High Street. But it is a virtual Santa run this year, which I think is brilliant, because if you look out of the window on the day that you're supposed to run it and it's chucking down with rain, there's nothing you can do about it unless it's virtual, and then you can do it the next day. There was a brilliant story as well. I saw the Salmon Leap pub over in Totten. They have held a market in their car park.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Isn't that a great idea? It's like a farmer's market, so you've got a butcher's and baker's and candlestick makers. And then you've got the Christmas drive-in with Christmas movies. I know this is a bit further away, up at Longmoor, so up the A3. But how wonderful would that be, right? Just because everybody's looking for something, aren't they? We're trying to grab hold of whatever's going on. And if you can go to a drive-in movie and it's Christmas movies, you know, it's Elf and it's Home Alone and all of those ones, how brilliant would that be?
What could be more Christmassy than watching Home Alone as your windscreen wipers wipe the snow off your car?
Oh, that's cute.
It could happen. You never know. They reckon we could be in for a cold one. So there's every chance you could be in your car watching Macaulay Culkin sabotage the house and snowflakes fall.
Can I just tell you something? Okay, this is going to be an admission, and I know I'm going to get slated for this. I watched Home Alone for the first time last week.
Wow, really?
Really. I don't know how I've sort of swerved it, but... yeah, I sat with Littlen and watched it, and I'd never seen it before. I thought it was more about, you know, the burglars trying to get in and all of the pranks that are pulled on them. I thought it was much more about that, but yeah, it was all right, wasn't it?
I bet Lois laughed her head off.
Yeah, she did. She found it utterly hilarious. But you can't be Elf. You cannot be Elf for all of that.
It always used to be Muppet Christmas Carol for me, but I've lately moved over to Elf.
It's got to be that, hasn't it? Like this weekend, this is when we get Christmas decorations out and we decorate the tree and all of that. And we will have Elf on. Or the other one that Littlen absolutely loves is Nativity.
That's a recent one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's very funny. And the kids love it and the adults love it. And yeah, it's brilliant.
Oh, hold on a second, because Sergey, my DPD driver, is just at the door. Hang on. He texted me to tell me he was coming.
Oh.
And he's bang on time. He said he'd be here about 12 past.
Oh.
I better go get the door. So let's wrap this up now. Thank you very much for listening to The So-So Show. Another episode done. That's episode 29.
Make sure you're following us on socials. Let us know of anything going on. Do you know what? Post us a picture of your house all decorated. I think this weekend, this is when we all start to get all sparkly and twinkly lights and all of that stuff. So let's see a picture of your house. We'll show you ours if you show us yours.
Thanks for listening, and have a great week, Zoe.
And you, Simon.